This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we meet a pair of Alaskans who run the business Salmon Sisters. Emma and Claire Lakaitis were born and raised on the Aleutian Islands near False Pass. Emma says it was a quiet and simple upbringing.
Growing up there was isolated, and it's really all we knew. We had a really awesome childhood there. We were homeschooled for the first 8 or 9 years of our lives and played outside a lot.
And when the sisters got a little older, their dad started taking them commercial fishing with him in the summers. Claire says they were too young to pull nets, but that didn't matter.
Going out on the boat was a big deal. We were like excited, spent time with my dad, and just spent time outside or with one another.
Once they were old enough to go to college, Emma traveled to the East Coast while Claire went to Vermont. They studied there until eventually they were both accepted into another program, this time in Italy. Claire studied business while Emma studied art.
I started designing some screen prints of the fish that we'd catch on the boat. I always really liked the kind of Japanese style fish prints. So I started with a rockfish, and that was, I guess, our first design. I guess it just kind of grew from there and grew from our reverence for the ocean and what we, you know, spend our summers doing and what our family does.
And that was the official beginning of Salmon Sisters. Today, the pair sells a large catalog of t-shirts, hoodies, leggings, and more. Emma says the Aleutians have always been a rich source of inspiration for her art.
You know, the quirky people that you find in coastal towns and, some of the creatures that you pull up from the water, they're pretty spectacular.
Claire says Salmon Sisters has found success quickly, but it hasn't been easy, and it's not paying the bills just yet. On top of running the business, both Claire and Emma still commercial fish for half of the year.
It's been tricky. It's like sporadic, like standing at the top of the crow's nest, holding your cell phone up, getting a text to our friend who's running the business and our inventory in the summer, and it's a challenge.
Another challenge for the women is staying true to their values. They want Salmon Sisters to be 100% Alaskan made, even if it means paying more to print their clothing in state.
I mean, it's produced in Alaska, designed in Alaska, and sold in Alaska. Like, it's the perfect combination. It's much more important to us to support our local like screen printer in Anchorage.
Yeah, and I think we've all learned that Alaska's just not cheap.
Yeah.
A lot of ways.
At the end of the day, both Emma and Claire think Alaskans will also be willing to pay a little more for something close to their hearts. Emma says two sisters who grew up fishing isn't unique to Alaska, but it's genuine.
I think people just love to be involved in a story, and if there is one that, you know, seems legitimate and real and something they can wear and celebrate too, that is a pretty cool thing.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. Like, just driving from our house to the radio station, we saw three different people with our apparel on, and it's like, yes, it's great.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.